Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Kildare County Council podcast. I'm Sarah Delahunt, Communications Manager with Kildare County Council, and I'll be your host once again. As our Brigid 1500 celebrations get underway, we're delighted that Katie Lane, organiser and coordinator of this prestigious and exciting programme of events, has taken some time to sit down and chat with us about the Brigid 1500 festival programme. Katie, you're so welcome. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Katie, as I said, the programme is, as we're recording, it's starting to get underway. Can you tell us a little bit about, I suppose, why St. Brigid is such an iconic figure here in Kildare and why we are celebrating her legacy in this way?
Well, St. Brigid is one of Ireland's best known Irish saints and is very close to our heart in Kildare. St. Brigid was a woman of deep faith, a female leader ahead of her time, a woman of the land, an advocate for the poor, a peacemaker and a woman of hospitality. There's a strong tradition here in Kildare that she was born in Umers, and it's in Kildare that she founded her monastery beside an oak tree, Church of the Oak, or Kildare, which is where Kildare gets its name, and of course is now the site in which the beautiful Kildare Cathedral stands today.
Katie, as you say, you've kind of told us a little bit about some of the values associated with St. Brigid. Do you mind telling us, I suppose, how some of these will be reflected in the programme that we're going to experience over the next couple of weeks?
It was really important to us that each event reflects the strands that Brigid represents. For example, Mother Earth event is based on the theme of biodiversity and sustainability. The Nothing Compares series of concerts is a celebration of female creativity with themes such as social justice. Our Pause for Peace initiative reflects Brigid's legacy as a peacemaker. Our event in the Curra, Kyol, Cree, August Breed will bring our community together on Brigid's Plains for a more traditional event. We've also partnered with religious stakeholders on the ecumenical service on the 1st of February. Our grant scheme sponsored loads of inclusive projects as well, with strong links to Brigid's values. We've over 50 events happening in the coming weeks, all representing a strand of Brigid. Brigid is very important to people and she means a lot of different things to different people.
Absolutely. And what do you think makes her so relevant today?
Oh, her life and legacy provides inspiration, especially for women, embodying qualities of strength and resilience relevant to the ongoing pursuit of gender equality. Her connection with nature and advocacy for Mother Earth very much links with today's concerns around environmental sustainability. And her story holds educational value. It shows us an insight into Ireland's history, culture and heritage. In a time where preserving cultural identity is important, her legacy gives us a better understanding of our past.
And Katie, as someone who's been working on the project for the last kind of two years or so now, can you tell us, I suppose, what are the main goals and objectives of the project and the programme as a whole?
Yeah, well, the programme aims to celebrate and commemorate St. Brigid, highlighting her life and legacy. She's an important historical and cultural figure. Our programme is designed to foster a sense of community engagement and participation and allow people from different backgrounds to come together and celebrate our shared heritage.
That sounds really ambitious and it sounds like there's so much involved in it. Can you tell us a little bit about your own role working across the project?
Yeah, I work in the community department. I'm an admin officer and I organise and coordinate the programme. It's certainly a job that keeps me on my toes. Every day is bringing something new. I've been really lucky to be able to work across loads of different areas, event planning, marketing, media, design. A lot of my role is about collaborating with our stakeholders, artists and community groups. Working to develop and deliver the festival, our grant schemes, our schools programme, and we've loads more to come in 2024.
How long have you been sort of immersed in this project, working in developing it?
Well, I've been working on it for the last 15 months. It's just been such a great experience, working to foster our communities and engage with the, celebrate the legacy of St. Brigid.
And for you, what do you think has been like the biggest, it's such a huge undertaking and such a massive project, and such an extensive programme. What have been the biggest challenges and I suppose the rewards then on the other side of that for you working on the project?
Oh, the programme is really broad and there's so many strands and themes. The challenge has really kind of stayed with ensuring that the programme we deliver captures St. Brigid's essence and creates that lasting impact. Our tagline is that we'll celebrate St. Brigid, the woman, the life and the legacy. So our aim is to go beyond commemoration and craft an experience that stands the test of time. Looking to balance faith, sustainability, arts, culture and more. There's a lot of planning and consideration with that. Yeah. So our goal is to engage our communities and we want Brigid 1500 to be inclusive, so where everybody finds something to enjoy and feels a sense of belonging. Being part of this programme has been just so rewarding for me. I'm honoured to be able to contribute to it, from collaborating with our stakeholders, artists, community groups, bringing together to celebrate and connect with St. Brigid. It's not just about showcasing my home county of Kildare, but it's all about actively playing a role in celebrating and appreciating the legacy of St. Brigid.
The project itself is being led out by Kildare County Council. Why do you think celebrating the legacy of St. Brigid and coordinating a programme of this size and scale, why do you think it's been a priority for Kildare County Council, and what has been the role of the local authority in bringing this together?
So Kildare County Council really want to bring our county and our communities together to celebrate the story and heritage of St Bridget. We're leading this initiative. We're supported by a dedicated steering committee. The programme is funded by Kildare County Council and through our local property tax as well. The 1,500th anniversary alongside the introduction of the new bank holiday brought lots of opportunities for the county in relation to community engagement, tourism, placemaking. We're expecting a significant amount of visitors, local, national and international, to our events. It's a great opportunity to showcase our wonderful county and celebrate the life and legacy of St Bridget.
So just from having even just a very quick look at the Bridget 1500 website, I mean, there's some big names up there. I see Laura Whitmore, Imelda May, Una Healy. Big names. What can audiences expect to experience from these big events over the next couple of weeks?
So taking place from the 27th of January to the 10th of February, the programme will bring together our artists, communities and visitors. It includes special St Bridget's Day concert in collaboration with Hot Press, which will take place in the Moe Theatre, St David's Church and the Potato Market. Artists confirmed to take place across the programme include Eleanor McAvoy, Moya Brennan of Clannad, Mary Coughlin, Gemma Hayes, Una Healy, the Henry Girls, Lisa Lamb, Nell Meskell and our very own Celine Byrne.
The list goes on.
It's brilliant. And then we have other highlights. Mother Earth, that's a day of food and music in the wonderful Barn in Leixlip, which will feature a lineup of renowned female chefs. We Shall Overcome, Songs of Social Justice and Freedom, that's happening in the Thai Library. She moved through the fair, an evening of song in the wonderful St Bridget's Cathedral in Kildare. And then we have Kyol Cree agus Bree in the Curra Racecourse, and that's Celine Byrne, Riverdance and Keela.
Amazing.
So it's an amazing lineup. It's something for everybody. We have our light shows as well happening across various locations, communities across the county, Clane Abbey, Newbridge Town Hall and a Thai Library.
They're going to be spectacular, aren't they?
Yeah.
If last year's anything to go by, they're going to be pretty spectacular. I think there's no doubt, even just from what you've listed off there, that there's so much there to attract visitors to Kildare and to bring people in to experience it. But from your perspective, you've mentioned community a number of times. Why is community, I suppose, so important? Why is this an important event for the local communities across the county?
It's an important event for the community as it brings people together to celebrate and connect with the heritage of St Bridget. The programme makes St Bridget's story relevant to today by presenting it in a modern way. It ensures the cultural and historical significance of Bridget remains alive and meaningful for everybody in our community. It's also a wonderful opportunity to showcase our vibrant county.
Amazing. Look, we can't even talk about a fraction of the events that are there in the full programme. So obviously the Bridget1500.ie website is there. Where else can our listeners find out more about the events?
Yeah, so following us on our social media accounts. We're on Facebook, Instagram, X and Twitter as well.
Fantastic. The very best of luck with the programme. I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Katie for joining us today, and of course we wish her and the team every success with the festival over the coming weeks. For further information on events, visit www.bridget1500.ie and of course across their social media channels. We hope to see you there. That's it from us for now. Thanks for listening.